in Europe, there's outbreaks, large cases in the UK, for instance, in France, Portugal, Germany, other holiday destinations. So we're just saying that if your child hasn't had its appropriate MMR vaccines and you are going on holiday, you should consider it, because you don't want your child to get sick either on holiday or after they return from holiday. And you're meeting people when you're on holiday, you're meeting people on the plane, you're meeting people in the airport. So there is an increased risk there if you're going abroad of meeting people who could be spreading measles.
It will spread more quickly between children. Would that be fair enough to say?
Well, measles spreads very, very easily. All you need is less than 50 minutes conversational contact with someone who has measles, or spend a long period of time in a room where they have been. So, for instance, when we get a potential case or a proven case and they've been to see the GP, we sort of put that GP waiting room out of action for 2 hours, because it can be in the aerosol there, the virus, and anybody using that room for the next 2 hours could inhale the aerosol and inhale the virus. So it is phenomenally easily transmissible. And the best way to prevent it is to get the vaccine.
And what's the signs to look out for?
The classical ones are a rash starts on the head, back of the neck, goes down the body. And then you can get what we call coplet spots. They're small white spots in the mouth, on the tongue, at the back of the throat. You can also get conjunctivitis, inflammation of the eyes. And a high temperature. But not everybody will necessarily have all those, but they would have a number. But we don't want people to be seeing that, because it can also spread within the household, and we don't want infection spreading within the household either, because it's very, very inconvenient for families.